Hey, Trad, that's an amazing story, and you've got a one in a million wife there.
Oh yeah, she's the best.
But let's lighten it up a little bit. Let's just talk about shooting a bow. Let's talk about what it's like to shoot a bow again after you got out of the hospital. You got back to Eagle and picked up a longbow and decided to focus on the things that make you happy.
You know, I never give up, and I started making TV in about 2 months, and you know, half will be hunting and half will be fishing. Number one, to realize that you're so weak that I couldn't even move my 75-pound bow was staggering. And then when I tried to pull a 50 and I couldn't get it halfway back, it was staggering. Thank God Annie shoots the bow also, and she shoots a 35-pound bow. And I started practicing with the 35-pound bow at 5 yards with a target. And I got to tell you something. It's hard to explain to you, but traditional archers, there is a feeling, a camaraderie, an inner feeling of kind of peace. I can't explain it. It may be no different when a guy touches off a 500-yard shot and pulls two bullseyes, you know. But you actually feel and watch the arrow fly. And you know you're weak, but you also know that you're doing what you love the most. And right now I built myself up from 35 to 40 pounds, shooting 40 pretty well. I'm shooting my elk target at 15 yards. I'll move up to a 45 at the end of next week, and 45 is legal in most states. I can only shoot. I'm right-handed, so I'm shooting off the left-hand side of my bow. I'll try to explain this. There's only about a 10-degree angle of which I can shoot. If I have to shoot a little further to the right where the wheelchair is set, then I can't rotate my buttocks and my trunk, and I can't get my head down, and I can't shoot the bow. So not only do I have a handicap of getting my poundage back up, not only do I have a handicap of getting to where the game is, but I also have an extreme handicap on getting right within that shooting alley. So I'm hoping that Dan or the guide or the person helping with me can actually manipulate the wheelchair if I have to make a shot that's not almost perpendicular. But it's extremely rewarding. I'm going to hunt all over the world. I don't know how I'm going to get into these places. It may take 6 or 7 people. It may take a stretcher, a gurney, a helicopter. I have no idea. But I feel very confident that I'll be riding a horse soon. I've got my own saddle. I'll be shooting the bow and hunting. And I will be doing both without compromising the philosophy of which I've adhered to my whole life.